This week, our hero Jack Malloy gets his groceries in the big checkout.
5 items. That's all I came in for. But that's never what you leave with, is it? Something else always seems to drop right into your basket. I've done my little dance. Got what I came in for. Milk, eggs, honey, bacon, and 2-ply ultra soft toilet tissue. For that oh-so-soft feeling every heart and soul needs, down there. I perused each line for the quickest escape route, only to find each of them mocking me, each with more people than the last. 3 people? 5 people? 6 people? These teeming masses made me sick to my stomach. Then I remember my ace in the hole. 5 items or less line. Jackie boy, you've done it again. I quickly took my place behind an old lady. Sized her up in 3 seconds flat. Litter? Plastic mouse? A tin of fancy feast? None other than the cat lady. Then out of nowhere, some punk with cold cuts jumped behind me. What was he planning? Were he and the cat lady in on it? I could feel them closing in on me. I didn't like the setup. Not one bit. Come on, Jack. Get a hold of yourself. Gotta get your mind off the situation. I let my eyes glaze over the snack rack, and that's when I saw them. My one weakness. Chocolate-covered peanuts. I could feel them testing me. Was this some sort of trap? The cat lady had her hands busy in her coupon book. Mr. Colcutt seemed too antsy. I told myself I was being too paranoid. It's just a bag of candy. But how many times had I fallen for that routine? Well, I guess it's gonna have to be one more. I was about to drop the chocolate-coated treasures into my basket when I stopped dead in my tracks. This was the 5 items or less line. And I just amped it up to 6. It was a setup. I knew it. Cat lady knew it. Even cold cuts back there knew it. Was I really gonna chance it? Was I ready to risk it all for a measly bag of peanuts? No. Not again. Not since the King Cullen catastrophe. I threw the bag of nuts back on the rack. Now, Jack's not falling for this one, boys. He's gotta watch his figure. Cat lady finally paid up and shambled away with her kitty necessities. And that's when I saw her. Hair blazing redder than the sun. Penetrating green eyes. Lips the color of the first risen rose at springtime. She wore a green apron, chewed pink bubblegum. Her name tag read only, Sam. Sam. Figures. The only woman man enough for me is a woman with a man's name. She looked straight into me with those big green eyes. I dumped the items on the counter to let her know that I meant business. She didn't bother to look down. She didn't need to. She was a pro. She raised one eyebrow at me and said the most beautiful things I've ever heard a woman say.
Hello.
Hi there. I shot back. The game was on. I stared her into her eyes and she stared into mine, all the while ringing up my 5 measly items. The scanner's beep rang out like an angel's bell. I played her a little game. Nice weather we're having, I said.
I suppose.
Oh, that sultry minx. I bet she supposes. Snap out of it, Jackie boy. The dame's playing you like a fiddle. That scanner's not an angel's bell. It's a siren's whistle. She's a high-class cashier. What would she want with a bum like me? It didn't fit. But still, I had to try. By the soles of my shoes, I had to try.
Cash or credit?
Cash, I said. I got your bill right here. But wait! I took my gaze off of her for a quarter of a second. Just long enough to catch the price. It was off. Way off. I grabbed the receipt and tried to figure it out. There! That's not the price of the 2-ply ultra-soft toilet tissue. It's supposed to be on sale. Hey, what's the big idea here, dollface? This 2-ply toilet tissue is only supposed to be $2.50, not $3.99.
What'd you just call me?
Call up your boss. I want to have some words. And make it snappy. No more games. She switched the red light on faster than she switched on my heartstrings. Blinking on and off, like some sort of silent siren call. Too late, baby. I already got your number. The minutes dragged on like hours as we waited for the big boss. She seemed cooler than a cucumber, while I couldn't be hotter. She knew something I didn't, and it bugged me. To think, I was gonna buy you a cottage in Minnesota. I looked behind me to see Cold Cuts giving me the stare down. Was he the big man all along? Was he some sort of undercover getting ready to jump me? I had to be on my guard. Finally, the big man showed up, and I don't mean big in a small kind of way either. The man's beer belly had a beer belly busting out of his green vest, balding with a bristly mustache and beady little eyes beyond big square spectacles. I could tell the man didn't like to see his operation going sour, and that just made me giddy as a schoolgirl.
Well, what's the problem here?
This guy says the toilet paper is supposed to be on sale.
The big man takes a good hard look at the toilet tissue. Then he looks at the receipt. Then he looks at me. And I look right back at him. Then he looks at her. And I look at her too. And she looks at me. And I look back at Cold Cuts. And he's looking at the floor. Then I look back at her. And she looks at the big man. And then he looks straight at me.
Oh, right. The sale on the toilet paper ended 2 days ago. We must have forgotten to take the signs down. Sorry about that.
What? You're trying to jilt me. You can't get away with this. Not while I still got two legs to stand on. I'm gonna fight you every step of the way for this two-ply, ultra-soft toilet tissue. You're not getting my hard-earned dollar and 49 cents.
Well, if you read the signs carefully, it clearly states when the sale ends.
The bastard had me trapped. Cornered. There's no clean way out of this. I could hear Colcutt sniggering to himself behind me. I was gonna have to pay my dues one way or the other. All right, grocery man. You win this time. But next time I got a sore rear end, you can bet your mustache I won't be coming back here. The big boss walked away with the satisfaction of a hungry lion, making a gazelle walk right into his mouth. I did my little money exchange with the flamehead temptress, grabbed my little bag and took one final look at her.
Have a nice day.
I looked deep in her eyes and wanted to believe there was something there. You too, Sam, I said. We could have been something, kid. Oh, who am I kidding? She was a retailer. I was a consumer. We came from two completely different worlds. It would never work out. She could never truly be my checkout girl. Because she would always be his. I walked out with only the thought of the soft toilet tissue to comfort me. Then I stopped and looked at the change she'd given me. Oh, that tricky minx. That spider temptress. The things she does to me when she gets me trapped in her gaze. I handed her a 10. The bill was $9.25. She handed me 2 quarters and a nickel. Huh. Shortchanged by a redhead. Story of my life.